from the 832-281-713, better known as H-Town, Houston, Texas. You already know what it is. For the culture, for the conversation, you know we're here for it. It is the remix. And as always, it's me, it's the D-R-E. And I'm joined by these illustrious co-hosts. T2, say what's up to the people.
People, what's up?
She didn't sing today.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
Well, apparently, you know, y'all some haters.
Don't blame none of that on me. W-Y-W-E.
Just a little singing voice sound like James Brown. Don't blame us. Yo.
Get up. Listen, I'm here for all the jokes. All right, real fast, listen, we're not gonna be here all day for this one. Yo, check it out. We gotta talk about this. This is very important, and you need to make sure that you pay attention. There's a new variant out for COVID. It is called the Omicron variant.
Not to sound insensitive, I don't care.
Oh wow.
Alrighty then.
We have to dive in.
We're also talking about black home remedies. You want to stay tuned for that one.
Lay down.
And we're talking about good hygiene practices for men and for women, because there is a post that was by, I think it was by The Shade Room, in which they said that Cardi B posted her STD results.
Yeah, because she had a suit.
She had a lawsuit. Yeah, it was a lawsuit against her. So she had to post her STD results. And we're not going to talk about her STD results, but we're just going to talk about good hygiene between men and women. Just some stuff that you need to make sure and check for. And it's all right here on the remix. We stop signing like that. Keep it locked. We are back. You are still here, and so are we. Make sure that you keep up with all of the foolishness on Spotify exclusively. That's where you'll find us. That's where we are. We're on Spotify. Make sure that you check our sponsor out online, Rove Financial Services. It is a holistic approach to your wealth building possibilities. Make sure that you find them online, ROLFE financialservices.com. And of course, as you know, we are recording at the Creative Mind Studios right here in Houston, Texas. Shout out.
Yeah.
There it is.
Jam. Dum dum did it. Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. He went there.
All right. So there's a new variant. There's an Omicron variant that's out. And again, we mentioned this on one of the previous shows. Joe Biden has said that there's no reason to be afraid, like to panic. It's just reason for concern. Like Mr. Wynn. Mr. Wynn has his head up. Mr. Wynn.
Go ahead.
I'm not saying that this is a movie. But if it was a movie, would the president come on national TV and say, "Everybody panic, you're gonna die"? Just wondering.
Absolutely not. That's absolutely not what would happen. T2.
You know, like I said earlier, like, not to sound insensitive, but it's like I almost don't care. And what I mean by that is, it's like, because of the fact that there's been variants of all kinds of diseases. There's multiple cancers. There's multiple STDs, as we're going to talk about later. I mean, we got, and there's variants of it, you know what I'm saying? And like, even from the beginning of all this, they were saying COVID was a cousin to the cold and the flu. And then knowing people who've had it, they've said exactly that. Oh, it was a really bad cold. Oh, it was a really bad flu. So to say, oh, we have another variant. Am I shocked? No.
No, I'm not. I'm not shocked that there's another variant.
Do I care? Not exactly, because I know what to do to prevent myself from getting sick.
Well, here's the question too. Is it going to stop people from going to the restaurant, going to the games,
no,
hanging out?
No.
I'm inclined to believe that there is not a variant that can emerge that will cause another government shutdown, at least for the next 2 years.
I completely agree with that. They're not spending no more money. Yeah.
No. I don't care if it killed 50 million more people. They are not shutting down nothing else.
Well, we already know Texas is going to keep being Texas.
Well, what I'm saying, niggas got way too much money in the last pandemic. They not giving nothing else away.
Man, they was in the Gucci store.
It's not the Gucci store. Let's be clear. It wasn't even the Gucci store that had me so offended, because I know the price point of Gucci. You know, you can get some nice stuff $1,500.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the line at the Chanel store that had me pissed.
Oh, there was a line at the Chanel store?
A line.
See,
do
nah,
you hear
see.
me? Ray Ray and Pookie was in there with the fluffy Uggs, not the boots, oh, the slippers on.
Oh my God.
With a wife beater with a red Kool-Aid stain right on the side.
Oh God.
And his pants hanging down with some bandana drawers on. That I was highly offended. I was highly offended.
Yeah, cause we what's know the, that your the, ass normally wouldn't be able to afford this.
Not only that, we also know that it ain't nothing under a $1,500 or $2,000 price point in Chanel.
So was this line like seeing the line of people waiting for Jordans?
Not quite that long, but it was long enough.
See, nah, that's ridiculous.
I'm putting it like this: you can look at these people and tell you don't wear Chanel.
Absolutely not.
It's wealthy people that can't afford Chanel.
You in there talking about some, let's go into this channel store. The shit ain't called Channel. It's Chanel.
Chanel.
You can't even pronounce it. Oh, get your dumb Jesus ass down.
I want some of that Channel number 5.
That Versace?
Channel number 5. I'm just saying, like, so I don't think with all the, because they said this one is like more contagious, and but they're not saying it's more severe, like it's just gonna be like deadly. Like
they're saying they don't know enough about it.
They don't know enough about it, so they're restricting.
That sounds
travel.
Familiar.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does. Right. I mean, but it's like I don't think there's enough that's going to happen with all of the vaccines that have come out, the protocols, and all the things that have happened. I don't think there's enough that's going to stop the world from continuing to move. It's just gonna happen. Like it's the world's gonna keep spinning.
If anything, the red states are still gonna be open. The blue states are gonna be the ones that's like, oh, we're gonna shut some stuff down. Yeah, that's what's gonna happen.
New York is already talking about that. Like, yeah, we bringing some restrictions back because we don't want none of that. That's what they say.
You know what? I'm a firm believer that this variant is only going to further separate the political parties, and it's going to, I think if it does stick around a while, it'll have a very heavy being on the midterm elections.
I do agree with that.
I really
do agree with that. And there's a lot to watch with these midterm elections as they're coming up. There's a lot to watch with that.
Register to vote.
Yeah, there's some moves that are being made.
And actually vote. Don't just register.
Faison actually said, the comedian Faison actually said he's not voting until, he said this on the Black TV show. He said he's not voting until America apologizes to Black people and say, well, you might as well die without a vote.
Yeah, that's not
what happened. They're not saying sorry for the shit they did.
No, not at all.
No, it's not.
If anything, they saying, bend over, let me get you again.
Yeah.
No Vaseline.
None. I'm just going, yeah.
No lube, no water-based lube, no nothing. Just
America in many ways has been the epitome of a booty goon.
Ooh, golly. A booty goon.
All right, moving right along.
Oh Jesus, a booty goon.
Cause America will F you. They will get, yeah, they'll get you.
And they will not. Never mind.
Anyway, let's keep moving. All right. Move right along. All right.
They won't even hand you a hot rag. Just
get you set.
A hot rag. Just
won't even let you clean
yourself up. Turn around and walk away.
Oh God. Anyway. Oh God. All right. So since there is another variant that's out in the world, right? Those of you who are listening who are excuse me, are not in a or not
you
born
ain't been
in
to South Africa, have you?
I'm I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm taking medicine for it. I have tested negative for COVID. Don't y'all be looking at me in that tone of voice.
I just looked at you. I didn't say nothing.
Anyway. Alright, so because if you have not grown up in a Black household, you know that Black people have Black home remedies.
Yep.
Alright.
Shout out to grandma.
Yes, yes, man. Yes.
All kinds of home remedies.
Black people have some of the greatest home remedies
ever in life.
You ever want to come up with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I was growing up, you got Robitussin for everything.
Couldn't afford Dimetapp.
No, we had Dimetapp.
I couldn't afford Dimetapp.
Yeah, it was Robitussin. Yeah,
oh,
Robitussin.
We had all of it.
Actually, it was Tussin.
Yeah.
Tussin. We couldn't afford the Roba. It was just Tussin.
Here's the favorite one. If you didn't feel good, lay down.
Go lay down.
Go to sleep.
You got a boo boo. That's the one.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah. Oh, your stomach hurt? You boo boo today? Go try boo boo.
Come get a little cast on, man. You be all right.
Oh my God. This is a true story. I can't make this shit up. My grandparents, both of my shut up. Both of my grandparents have gone on to be with the Lord. All right. But my grandfather was a farmer. for years. He owned his own farm, a lot of land. All right. One day I was down visiting them in Halls, Tennessee. I was down there visiting them. And apparently, I don't know, I guess he was just constipated, just, you know, in general. He took a tablespoon, not a teaspoon, a tablespoon of Epsom salt.
Ooh, buddy.
This is no lie.
Dear God. Ooh.
This is no lie. He took, I watched him do it. I watched it. I was sick for the rest of the day. He took, and he shoveled it in his mouth and took water and drank it.
Oh dear God.
Oh, he was in the bathroom for a good minute. He was in there for longer than 45 minutes.
Oh my God. Like, and he was still alive. I was like, somebody check on him. He
going to the farm. I smelled like Lex Luthor's plant.
Somebody help him.
Somebody going there for 25-35 minutes.
Shoot, longer than that.
I was like, oh my God. Some of this, like, there is, matter of fact, there is a Instagram post out right now. Larry Reed, shout out to Larry Reed Live. Shout out, I'm gonna say, I'm sending this to Larry Reed. Shout out to Larry Reed Live.
Larry, come holler at us.
Nigga.
Come holler at us, Larry.
Yes, come, listen, we gotta have him on the show. I'm gonna send him just this part. Larry, you gotta be on the show, man, for real, for real.
I got questions. Bring your phone with you. And the flash drive too.
Who's this?
Oh God. Anyway, so listen, Larry Live had a post on Instagram today in which there was a young man on there who said, "I don't use deodorant." He had a lime that he was rubbing underneath his armpits. He said that the lime juice kills the bacteria that creates the must, it creates the musty smell. So he was putting lime juice underneath
his
armpits.
Like the same kind of lime you put in a Corona.
Yeah, the same kind of lime you see. He said he, instead of using deodorant, he uses lime because the actual deodorant has aluminum in it. So he uses the lime juice. It's a natural. No.
He bobbed it funky.
You know what? My God. No offense. I need my aluminum.
Hey, I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
I'll back you up with that one.
I'm not going days without, listen, give me all them chemicals, whatever's in there that make up that white powdery stick. Give me that.
I want all of that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I'll take my risk on that.
Eventually, one day, I'm going to die. I don't think deodorant going to speed the process up that much.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, like, it is.
I at least want to have some friends when I die. I don't want anybody, that thing was funky. I don't know. Somebody get up to do some expressions and talking about, you know, one day you can depend on. You're always gonna be funky. Always gonna have that cologne over like that Linus. Must.
It ain't nothing worse than putting cologne over you must, then you putting cologne over top of it.
It is. He had a scent to him.
Scent. You always know it's bad when they say scent.
Oh yeah. Ain't that? It wasn't a fragrance. It was a scent, an odor.
Odor. Oh my God! When we were sick, my wife was like, "Hey, look, you need to." It was like some ginger, lemon, and like tea, and it was like, just drink this. And she was like, "I'm gonna put a little Hennessy White in it."
Yes, Lord.
Drunk
that. That was wonderful.
Now I was sleeping 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
That was a hot toddy.
But when I woke up.
Oh, Lord Jesus. That was a preacher voice. Did y'all hear that?
Did you hear it? It came out.
There's a conviction in his voice.
That was passion. When I woke up, I felt a whole lot better.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Shout out to Hennessy.
Shout out.
Another good home remedy that most people don't think of is when you have a heartburn, you drink hot water as hot as you can stand it. And that'll kill the heartburn, believe it or not.
Really?
Yep. I did it when I was pregnant with my son. I was having heartburn real bad. And my friend, she was like, "My doctor said that the holistic way is to do it like this." And I did it and straight up felt better. Like Tums didn't do shit for me.
It was just straight hot water.
Straight up hot water. I put it in the microwave, heated that up, took it out of the microwave, drank it as hot as I could. I was good.
Wow. That's
well, you know, Donald Trump said you can drink Clorox and it'll get rid of COVID.
This has nothing to do with no damn Clorox.
That's what he said.
I'm just saying.
He said, take it straight to the head.
Now, this is the difference between white home remedies and black home remedies. White home remedies say drink Clorox. Black home remedies say drink Hennessy. Therein is the difference.
One of these two you gonna wake up from.
Nice knowing you. He had an odor about it.
One of these things is not like the other.
Started seeing go, but he clean on the inside, from the inside out.
He clean on the inside. On the inside, he clean.
On the inside, he is clean. Ain't no germs nowhere.
I'm just saying. Now, another thing that works, I heard that works, is if you are, have indigestion, oh, no, hiccups, I think it is mustard.
I've heard mustard works with indigestion.
Yeah, indigestion, hiccups, it works. And the other thing is, the wife has when we're in the gym, she has real bad leg cramps. So what she started to do was she would drink like pickle juice.
Oh, pickle juice is also really good for hangovers.
Bingo! I was just finna say that.
Really good for hangovers.
Not that I know, I heard it somewhere. They told me that the pickle juice was good.
Well, I'm just say this. I heard.
We didn't get struck down by lightning yet.
Well, I just heard. Now, shout out to Julio, our producer. Now, I'm going to tell Julio what I heard. I heard that if you get drunk and you got a hangover the next day, just take another drink. No, I'm serious.
I heard that too.
That's what I heard. Now, I don't know exactly where the cycle stops. It's like, how do I get the fuck off this ride?
You don't.
Stay drunk perpetually, right? Yeah,
you're permanently drunk.
At what point do I get off? Like,
I think it's possible to drink yourself sober, because I've done that.
Can you drink yourself sober?
I drank myself sober one time.
Listen, I have drunk myself almost dead. At no point between starting drinking and almost dead do I ever remember getting sober again.
I straight up got sober again. And it freaked me out. And I was like, you know what?
How long was this period of time?
It was for an extended period. Like we were drinking from, like, for a cool minute. Like, I mean,
partying with your white friends, wouldn't you?
I was.
Yeah, yeah. They drink. What Cat would say, they party to the edge of death.
Tonight
we get fucked up.
But when it hit me that I felt sober, because I did feel drunk at one point, but then when I felt the soberness, I was like, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Well, here's a question: Did you go to the bathroom a few times?
No.
Oh, well, I was getting ready to say, because if you go to the bathroom a few times, like, you're expelling the liquor, so...
Which is why they say, you know, drink you some water in between every drink. It's what I heard.
It was like beer after beer.
So what happened is...
Well, beer is different. You know?
Well, I mean, we had some hard stuff, too.
Yeah, you partying with your white friends. I forgot.
So what happened is your liver just stood up and said, now, wait a minute.
I
just... Wait a minute.
I quit.
My liver was like, all right, This is what we're doing.
Somebody has to stand up and take charge. It's gonna be me.
So this is how we're going out, huh? I've never drank myself sober
again. I've totally done it. And I just, you know, I told my friends then, I was like, you know, I don't know if this is a good thing or bad thing, so I think I'm gonna stop.
Yeah, that's probably the smart thing to do. You was probably gonna be off the ledge with the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, she's going through phases like Jordan Belfort. And doing, like, you know, you got a tingle phase.
Yeah.
Lose your motor skills phase. Pumping people on the airplane phase.
Just so you know, he's talking about The Wolf of Wall Street. And you have never seen that movie, you need to stop what you're doing this weekend and watch that movie.
Man, pull it up as soon as the show ends.
Oh my God, The Wolf of Wall Street. Let me tell you something.
It's so unbelievable that it was real, but it's so it was a fairy tale.
Oh no, it's very believable. It's very believable.
Yeah, it was nuts. And it's like, this is how they were living.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I say it's unbelievable, but being in corporate America, you see some things, so
I believe that.
That is a truth.
Can I share with y'all my favorite part of the movie since we talking about
Please
it?
Please do.
And I this just became my favorite part of the movie about a week ago. It was on TV and I was watching it. And it's the scene when they were on the yacht and the boat is about to be flipped over and go and capsize. And Jordan's right hand man looks at him and says, and I quote, "I don't wanna die, Jordan. I did a lot of bad shit. I'm probably gonna go to hell." Favorite line in the whole movie. That and it's a close second to when he says, "Don't worry about Chop. You don't know shit about Chop." Like, what? You gotta watch. It's hilarious though. You gotta figure out what Chop is, you know.
Yeah,
I forgot what it is.
Yeah, you gotta watch
it. It was the waves.
Oh,
yeah. Watch the movie.
It's great.
Preferably with a few drinks.
Yes. That would help you.
Yeah. Libation.
Yes. It would definitely help you.
No Quaaludes.
They don't even make them anymore.
I know.
Man, in my Jordan Belfort voice. I do wonder how, like, how, I don't wonder, but I kind of wonder, how does it feel to be so messed up that you don't even feel yourself drive all the way home? Like, you don't feel yourself roll down the stairs. You know, not with my regular stairs, we're talking about brick stairs. You, like, you don't feel any of that. Like, you gotta be high. I ain't never seen Snoop that high.
Because it was just weed.
But Snoop is, but wait a minute. But Snoop has been high, high.
He's been high, high, but not Jordan high.
No, I ain't never seen him that high.
No, he's never been Jordan high, where he's, like you said, fall out stairs and shit and laughing and having to stab yourself with something else just to make sure you can.
I've seen crackheads before and I ain't seen nobody that high.
Man.
No, I ain't never seen nobody that high. That's a ridiculous amount of high.
I just don't feel like that's necessary.
You know, I wonder who was it that figured out that if you take a Quaalude and don't go to sleep, you get high. I want to know, like, what genius came up with that idea. Because that seems real weird to me.
Somebody's probably experimenting.
Probably. Yeah.
So. I mean, people do that. People do that. They be like,
oh, I wonder what this can do. Ooh, I wonder what happens if I can take.
Hell, when I was this is gonna sound awful. When the I was a girl. Well, yeah, a young girl, and when all of us were starting our periods and stuff, we would be like, oh man, I took like 5-6 My Dolls today.
What? Wait a minute, y'all trying to OD on My Doll?
Hey, we were cramping and shit.
That's right next to the girl in high school that got pregnant and was like, girl, you gotta drink you a cap full of bleach. It'll kill it.
Oh my God. Somebody said that?
Y'all ain't never heard that?
No.
Oh man, it was like the running theme in school. Like, if a girl thought she was pregnant, go drink you a cap full of bleach.
Wow, that was stupid.
I don't know, because I ain't never been a girl that was pregnant.
You just burning all kind of holes in your esophagus and in your small intestine.
I can testify. I know a few people that did it. Now,
oh my God.
Whether or not they were actually pregnant, I don't know. But they drunk a cap full of bleach.
Damn that.
A couple of them threw themselves down the steps, too. It was just, you know, it was weird.
Oh, my God.
I can't even throw myself off a cliff jump. Why would I throw myself down the damn stairs?
I mean,
I don't know. That's some desperation.
Desperate times call for desperate measures, I suppose.
I guess I'm just not that desperate.
It all depends on how regretful it would be to have a baby by
by somebody that's in the 12th grade and can't read.
Oh, Lord.
This is fourth round of
sight words. Sight words.
The dumbest saying. Nigga in the whole school.
I'm just saying.
Like, how many months pregnant are you? I'm 90 days pregnant. How many months is that?
What? You know what? Here I go down the stairs.
Or be like Jazz on Fresh Prince. How somebody throw your ass out of the
And like, desperate times call for desperate.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Drinking a cap full of bleach is not a home remedy.
That is not a home remedy. Do not do that.
But let me tell you what a good home remedy is. Staying holy to the honeymoon. That's a good home remedy. Holy to the honeymoon. That's what my grandma used to say. Now she said, you gotta put your mouth in the oil. Holy to the honeymoon.
Now please break that down for the people who are trying to figure out what you talking about.
That means that if you are not wanting to be the mother or father of a child prematurely, you wait until you have been married, and that's when you dispel your holiness.
Keep your stuff in your pants until you say I do.
That's what they say.
That doesn't work anymore.
You know, I'm gonna reserve my comments on that.
It didn't work then.
It never worked.
It didn't work then.
It didn't work then.
Shout out to all the virgins out there right now that are listening to, you know, you are the last of a dying breed. God bless y'all. I'm praying for you.
Shout out to the people who are virgins again. You are. You are once again a virgin.
Those are the best ones. You know the real life consequences.
I got a joke, but I can't say it because we're gonna get canceled.
Hey, Twitter's not a real place. Oh no! Yeah, we can't say that one. We would definitely be canceled.
I can't say it.
We would definitely be canceled. Just know he just said something real funny. It was hilarious.
Julio, I'll tell you off air.
If y'all really want to know what he said, y'all need to shoot a DM to the Instagram page.
Yes, shoot a DM to the Remix Podcast Instagram page. I will tell you what I said.
Woo. Okay. Anyway, all right. So with that being said, since we're talking about screwing and sex, all right. So it's very important that we talk about men and women's hygiene, because that's very important. All right. So listen, fellas, there's two fellas here, one lady at the table. All right. So let's just have a conversation about this, because we need to cover some of this. This is very important. Men, I gotta say this, because I'm telling you, men, do you know you can get a yeast infection just like a woman can?
Most men don't know that.
Most men do not.
They do not know that. Men, you can get a yeast infection just like a woman can. You be down there baking bread too.
Wait a minute.
Just not quite on the level of us, but yes, that is a very true thing. You can give yeast infection to a woman.
You can give yeast infection to a woman. It is very important that you practice cleanliness, we're not even talking about safe sex at this point. We're talking about just cleanliness.
Yeah, we ain't got to the safe sex part yet.
We got to the safe sex
but
part.
But hold on, we're coming.
Yes, we coming down that street.
Coming down that street.
Well, you already said no hope. It'd be holy.
Yeah, but some people heard be hoeing to the honeymoon. And so we gotta make sure that we address both sides, because we don't wanna leave nobody out.
And he said be holy to the honeymoon. We trying to figure out which hole you talking about.
Because some people said they were gonna give everyone a try. And so, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Y'all keep in mind, it's very important. Men have to practice.
Nom, nom, nom.
We have went off the rails. I don't know what happened today. So, listen, for those of you, if you're listening, fellas, I need you. You can get a yeast infection. That's number one. Number two, men need to practice manscaping. That's very important.
Very important.
Nothing wrong with you getting some clippers and shaving down there.
But not the same clippers that you shave your face or your head.
Oh my God. Some of y'all dummies, you're doing it.
Don't do that.
Do not do that.
I'm just kidding. I never saw that.
Oh, I was getting ready to say that. Wait a minute.
But please use a different set of clippers. In fact, Manscaped, the brand.
Yes.
Y'all need to send us a check, because I'm finna plug you right here.
Come on, here we go. Boom.
They have all of the necessary equipment for whatever it is that you need to do. They got clippers, they got razors, they got aloe vera gel that you can use for after. They got everything. They got ball deodorant.
Yes.
You hear me?
There's ball deodorant?
Yes.
Wow. I learn something new every day.
Ball deodorant.
And not lime juice.
It's not lime juice. Keep the lime juice away from your genital areas, fellas.
Especially after you shave.
Please.
It is citrus. It will sting.
It will burn the hell out of you. You will think you died and went to hell. Because some of that's where your bastard's going anyway, but that's what makes sense.
Oh, God.
Here's another one. Fellas, so this is very important too. Go to the doctor, get a checkup. It's very
regularly.
Important.
Regularly.
Regularly. Men, just like women can have UTIs,
mm-hmm.
Guys can have UTIs as well.
Absolutely.
A UTI, if you don't know what a UTI is, it's a urinary tract infection. All right?
Men can feel as if you got something.
Yes. And it will feel as though you have something. So you need to make sure that you, and one of the ways you deal with making sure you're straight so you don't have a urinary tract infection is making sure you drink water. Some of you dummies ain't drinking no kind of water. All you drink is soda and juice. You don't
and
drink
Hennessy.
Water.
Hennessy.
I mean,
unless it's mixed with ginger.
I mean, you can throw a Hennessy even in the back, but drink some water.
Even if it's mixed with ginger, drink a bottle of water.
Drink a bottle of water.
Two.
Drink
or
some
three.
Water.
Yeah, drink some water.
Splash.
And incorporate a little cranberry juice into your regular diet. Don't wait till you pee and it burn to go get you some cranberry juice. Drink some on
some
the
people don't like the taste of cranberry juice, so there are cranberry supplements out there.
Get you a cranberry supplement.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Biggest thing is make sure, as Dre said, you going to the doctor, not just your primary care physician, see a urologist as well, especially for the fellas that's over 30.
I just love how this is all directed towards the fellas, because women go to the doctor without any issue most times.
Wait a minute.
I feel it's hard telling y'all mofos to go to the doctor. You'd be like, hey, you need to go to the doctor. No, I'm fine. On your deathbed.
There's
some
a little bit of credence to that.
Women do actually go to the doctor, and you know, a little bit more regularly than guys do.
Absolutely, especially for the cootie.
Women tend to be more in tune with their body too than men are.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so, I agree.
Men don't go to the doctor unless it's a problem that affects their sex drive, usually, or they
Yeah, Viagra.
If we can breathe, And we can bust.
Then we going to Dr. Ford.
Y'all heart don't even have to be beating all the way.
It really don't.
Will it get up?
That's the question. That is the question.
Absolutely right. And will I die if it does? No, okay. We straight.
Gotta get these checkups, fellas. Get your blood work done.
Yes, get your blood
There's
work done.
There's a reason why y'all's life expectancy is lower than women.
The reason why our life expectancy is lower than women is because y'all run us crazy. God bless you.
No, he didn't.
Well, there's a little bit of truth, because we men have been known to have higher stress levels.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's also been, I read an article a while back that most of the time women, like say for instance, there's a couple and they're married. When the men, if the wife dies, the men usually are more depressed and ready to fall off the face of the earth at that point. On the other hand, on the flip side of things, a woman tends to get happier.
She take her insurance money and go ahead to Mr. Charlie.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. And she feels a lot better because she's not taking care of.
I'll hunt your dreams.
As Eddie Murphy said, Dexter. Shout out to Eddie Murphy, Raw. If you ain't seen.
Swing it.
Nah, y'all just some whole piece of works.
Give the women some advice. Let them, because some less, and we can't take
women
for granted that everybody knows.
Facts. Make sure y'all are washing your cootie after sex, because
can we
shorter.
Find another word for cootie, because I'm not feeling that.
Okay, the coochie then.
That's a little better. We can rock with that.
Okay, women, with your coochie, make sure that you're washing after relations, because and actually make sure you pee after relations.
Fella, that goes for you too.
Mainly for women though, because they have a shorter urethra and we're more prone to UTIs than you guys are. So make sure you pee. He can wait to lay in it later.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
Wow. That's a great way to say that.
Right, right.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Anything else? Because that was very well put.
That's it.
Just drop some of these fellas real quick.
Drop it.
So listen, I'm gonna step out of pocket for real quick. So listeners, y'all know me, I'm the wholesome one of the group. So y'all just forgive up with y'all.
You
about
the who
to
what?
Hear me.
You the wholesome. You the what?
The wholesome one.
Somebody lying.
So fellas, listen.
What's
listen.
The sound that we can say? Well, that's some bullshit. Wah, wah, wah.
These niggas ain't shit. You know that. So fellas, I know that traditionally people have told you that the more women you conquer and conquest, it feeds your ego and it makes you more of a man. Listen, do your sisters a favor. Do not have unprotected sex with multiple women at the same time.
I agree with that.
Hear me.
I agree with that.
Don't be throwing her pH off and she trying to figure out what's wrong and she don't know she messing with a nasty nigga. Don't, just be a real man. You know
that's a fact.
Give her a choice at least. If she want to still give you something, that's her business.
Yeah, like if she wants to be a part of the group, let her know she.
I dare you to invite her. You a big bold dude. Invite her to the group.
Yeah, invite her to the group.
Yeah, see what's gonna happen with that.
See how that work out for you.
Yeah, invite her to the group.
Because that's the truth. You'll be having unprotected sex with multiple women, and those women will start having issues on it. So just help the fellas. What happens when a woman's pH balance is up? What tends to take place?
All kinds of things. Like the smell can be off. The gooiness of the gooey can be off. There's all kinds of things that go on down there. So it's best that you just keep yourself clean if you're going to do that. But please don't. But just be protecting yourself. Don't just floss around poking everything and be like, oh yeah, this is nice. Oh, this is nice. This is warm. This is nice. Some of that warm is too warm, and it might be something else going on down there.
It's 4:25.
Yo, listen, B. Simone posted something the other day that I think fellas need to hear. She said, and I can't say everything he said, but to sum it up, she said, fellas, everybody shouldn't have access to you like that.
That's a fact.
Exactly.
Everybody should not be able to get you some of you.
Right, because it's like it's always been this narrative that women need to be very selective or not selective at all, just be with one person, whereas men is like, oh, do everything.
Right.
Your energy is being passed around everywhere still, and you're gathering energy from all those people, and not you don't need everybody's energy.
You don't.
Some of that energy could be toxic. Some of that energy could be wearing you down. You don't know what kind of, especially what we called them earlier, the little toxic girls.
Oh yeah, the little toxic girls.
The toxic coochie girls.
Yeah, you trying to figure out why you waking up in the middle of the night with cold sweats and screaming, nigga? It's because of her.
Yeah, that's that toxicity.
The question is, you got to be like, which her was it?
And that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Men in sex, men are givers. We are givers in sex. We thrust, you know, just in the physical act, but we provide the semen that actually fertilizes the egg. So we're givers in sex. And so what B. Simone said is absolutely right. You can't be giving of yourself. You're just going around and you just let your energy, your energy, your essence, and all of who you are, when you actually release and you actually orgasm and it's done with that woman, like you're passing on your very essence, your DNA, all of that stuff. You're making an imprint, and it's not just physical. It's not just a science. It is spiritual, and you're passing it on.
Absolutely.
To all these different people, but you're also picking up their essence as well. So
just, can I give a fella some free game real quick?
Please give
him some free game. Fellas, listen. Ladies, this part is not for you. If you listening right now,
I'm listening.
I need you to turn your ears off.
My ears on.
Just the next 45 seconds.
I'm listening anyway.
Fellas, I'm about to tell you how to rule the world. Are y'all listening?
Here we go.
Are y'all listening to
this,
fellas?
Here
we go. Here we go. You can literally rule the world if you can master one thing. That is sexual discipline.
Talk.
If you are capable of looking at any woman square in her eyes at any given time and telling her no to sex, you can rule the world. There is nothing on this planet that you cannot have if you can look at any woman and tell her no to sex.
That is really, you know what?
I went
that
to
is
the bottom
really
of the ocean on y'all with that. God dog it.
No to
did
sex.
Did you see Aquaman down there?
Man,
you was
me and
way
Aquaman
down there.
Was hanging out.
You was way down there. You was in Atlantis on that one.
No to sex.
Yes, no to sex.
Because for men, sex, just coochie in general, it's a strong force. Like, it's the strongest force for men. Like, it is the most tempting force, the strongest force. Coochie can get man to do whatever. Like,
absolutely.
Literally.
I mean, yeah.
Frank Underwood said it this way. Everything
Don't
is
look
about
at me that way.
Sex except sex. Sex is about power.
That's exactly what it's about.
And so, fellas, listen, if you are capable of looking at, I don't care who she is, from the thinnest to the thickest to the shortest, if you can look at any woman in her face and tell her no to sex, if you can resist that, there is nothing else on this world that's powerful enough to crack you.
Now, keep in mind.
So, there's a lot of weak-ass people out here.
Okay, I ain't got time. I would just say this. Just know, though, that when you decide to look at the person and say no, and mean it and be like, I'm done with it, it's going to make that woman pursue you all the more.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to want to know why in the world you don't want this.
Exactly.
And they're going to
try almost
to
make you take
yeah.
it.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It,
yeah. Yeah, I've been there and down that road.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about?
Yeah. With that being said, I got to tell the fool with TT today. I don't know what she had before she came
what
up
you
in
mean?
Here.
No.
I don't know what's
in
here.
Did you tell me to be aggressive?
Fellas, just
I don't want you choking me.
I mean, hey, that's your person. You can choke me, baby. It's all good. It's all good. Help yourself.
When I tap you
upside the head, that's my safe word. Don't say nothing. That one tap. That's my safe word. Fellas, listen, just say no.
Just say no.
Just say no. Listen, you can be a billionaire if you learn how to say no.
Yes. There's power in that one word.
Power.
There's power in the word no.
And the biggest, and I know we're out of time, the biggest part of the power is the exercise of self-discipline. If you can discipline yourself to willfully walk away from something that you know very damn well that you absolutely positively want, then you can also discipline yourself to stay focused. You can discipline yourself to work. You can discipline yourself to get a degree. You can discipline yourself to perfect your craft. You can discipline yourself to grow your business. You can discipline yourself to not lose it all or lose half of it in a divorce. If you can discipline yourself to walk away from something that you know absolutely well you want, you can have it all.
Bam! And with that being said,
look at Wynn.
Smart sometimes.
You better drop these jewels. Listen, with that being said, we got to get up out of here. Hopefully you heard something within this podcast, because, you know, we talk shit, but we smart.
Absolutely. We got PhDs around here.
Yeah, we do.
Well,
we got degrees for real. Like,
I got a degree.
We talk shit, but we smart.
If we put all of us together, we got a PhD.
Yeah.
Cumulatively.
Got a PhD in biology.
We should be the first group of people to get an honorary PhD for three people having a degree together.
You know what? I think you're right. Let's put them together.
I like it.
Let's put them together.
I like it.
I think we need to lobby this like at a university that we feel like needs us.
Yeah, absolutely.
In our presence.
Yes. I don't want mine to be honorary. I want it to be actual, because I think we got that kind of leverage. I can say no.
Mine don't it been even say honorary. It been no. Say
this degree has been bestowed upon.
Yes.
I earned it. Got no.
Winifred.
What the hell is that?
I don't know who Winifred is.
Hell, it's one of them niggas that can't say no.
With that being said, listen, we got to get out of here for everybody. For T2, for WYWN, we'll holler at you. Peace.